This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'm a parrot. I'm up in this joint. Sure in a vulture. Don't swallow that, cause I'm in the culture. I'm not a liar, bird. I'm not a liar, bird. They rich like an ostrich.
Love and albatross hanging by the neck. Drink is sparrow, love is food you can peck. Go to turkey, swift like a whale. Can't pigeonhole a mepet like a zoo's tail.
Free out my love.
The flow.
The Diplo mix, and I'm very excited to announce that tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. we are going to be talking live in the studio. MIA is coming in to see us at FUBAR Radio. I am literally going to wee myself probably.
Yeah, you had a little run around the building earlier with excitement.
I did a lap. I lapped.
I liked it.
She's just a huge artist, and I've loved her since I was young'un.
Well, everyone has. Everyone loves MIA. But it's very good that
Emma,
going to be sat opposite you tomorrow.
I will probably lick her face.
I think it's the right thing to do. I think she'd like it.
I hope she's not listening because she might not come in now.
No, I think she'll come in more. She'll come in now.
So, guys, make sure you're tuned in tomorrow. And obviously, keep with us for the rest of the show because we've got a huge show coming. But tomorrow, exclusive whole episode based around the one and only MIA, and she's going to be in the building talking to us. And today on the show we've got incredible guests. Hellberg is going to be on the phone in a hot minute. Joe Grind is coming into the studio, as is LS1 and Sophie Cottrell.
They're all here.
Big time.
Yep.
I feel too excited to talk. Nat does as well. She's like literally barely sitting on her giant seat.
I've already told you, I don't think I will be sleeping tonight. This is like a dream.
Yes, we're gonna have a lot of fun tomorrow, yeah. And we're gonna have a lot of fun today. I just love doing a radio show with incredible guests. You guys do a great job.
Thank you very much.
No, that's my pleasure.
I've clipped that. That's always going to go on
a. Oh, and big everywhere. Up to Media to Radio for all the help they have given us. We're going to be playing actually a double whammy of tracks from those guys in a minute. But don't forget, we play a little game on this show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
In answer to your question that you're obviously thinking right now, yes, we will be playing Desert Island Dicks with MIA, just so you know. So make sure you tune in to hear me say dick to MIA.
I think she'll like it.
I think she'll love it. And also, last request, tell us what banger you want to finish the show off with. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email rose@fubarradio.com with hashtag last request and tell me, give me something good this week, guys, because I had to play bloody Beck last week.
Well, don't say it like that.
I love Beck, but it's not, you know, I played that for you, Nat.
Well, it's good because it was, first of all, it was a banger.
And it was also
criteria.
Suggested by one of our audience,
yeah.
But I'm telling you that I did that for you mostly.
Thank you very much, and I really enjoyed it.
But today I really need something to get us in the mood for Thursday nights. So send us in at FUBAR Radio what you would like us to play to get you into the sort of Friday vibe. Mm. It's Thursday night. You're probably going to go for a drink after work.
Sure.
You need to be ready for that drink. And this is how we prepare you for said drink.
Beck prepared me very well last week. I went straight off into town. I wasn't even going
You had about probably 15 drinks.
I did. I wasn't going to until I heard the Nat power of
Beck. Nat can really, really throw them back. I'm not going to lie. She can drink wine in the middle of the day. If I drink wine in the middle of the day, I'm asleep by 10 minutes after I've drunk it. You're like, oh, I'm just going to have a little light drink. I'm just going to have a glass of wine.
I just say that at Reading, actually.
Yeah,
when
you were like,
Reading,
actually, I'm just going to have something light, I think, just like a glass of wine. I was like, sorry. I thought Bacardi Breezer was light, not like a glass of wine. I mean, I think a Bacardi Breezer is heavy.
Yeah, well, okay. You don't drink a lot, do you?
No, I do.
You do, actually. That's good. I've seen you drink a lot.
Actually, I am good, but you're better.
Thank you very much.
So I'd like to play this next two songs because I feel like they are going to get you guys ready for the rest, like to be in the vibe for the rest of the show. They're big, huge bangers. Kicking off first with Clams Casino's brand new one. This is All Night featuring Vince Staples.
Woke up in another man's main bitch. Phone jumping at the gym from the gang slide. To the north side, everyday same shit. Trying to make rent in the world. Long Beach on the map, cause the coach ain't back like the city never left. It's a strong rain banging when the only niggas booming was the cold flames. Funny, I'm the only nigga with a no name. Heard they really wanna gun me down. Good luck with that. Still gon' slide in the same ride around my town. Still got that Mac. Bad little bitch with the shit. Wanna get bust down. Might fuck with that. I'm anybody killer. Yo, baby mama, anybody's nigga. And we be saying, all gas, no brakes, might break. Get hit on sight, on sight. Ain't gotta prove this shit. We do this shit all night, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night. Raise it up, 6'4", still tipping that angel dust. That had K dot tripping in my pop scrape swishing when he roll up. Wigga nigga when he roll up, where you from? So what? Just a cold game in my domain. Post up, get a close up, hit the pin, probably roll up. That's a no no on a no no. You are not welcome. Black T got the 4-4, don't test him. Got the EC when he probably squeeze. You already know our niggas rocking off a Bobby Street. Now block a man like LaFlame. Better bite the bullet for the bullet, fight your brain. Big burner in the whip, no license. Swinging nice, turn around a bitch, hoes love the gaming. I'm anybody killing your baby mama, anybody's nigga. We be saying, all gas, no brakes, might break your face. Get hit on sight, on sight. Ain't gotta prove this shit. We do this shit all night, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night. Shoot fire on sight, that's Mando. Good night, now light them candles. My people ready to go. I'm out my mind. I'm out my mind. Short fuse, no rules, big gambo. It's flying out that barrel. My people ready for war. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. Brakes might break your face, get hit on sight, on sight. Ain't gotta prove this shit, we do this shit all night, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night.
FUBAR Radio presents
Background and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Taylor Swift and Kylie Jenner apparently have new tip
Are we sure that these guys have actually got their boobs?
Trust me.
Are we sure that these are new boobs? Because
trust me, I'm a boob connoisseur, and
I'm a boob connoisseur. I bet I've touched more breasts than you have.
My own. But definitely Taylor Swift. She was like a little. She was a member of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee, and now she's definitely not. Like boob, no, almost overnight.
Boob club. What's the first rule of boob club? We don't talk about boob club.
Every Friday. From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jury for this one.
Rave talk. Oh, we're talking that rave talk. Safe talk. Here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Are we good now?
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. We go to court, we gon' plead the field.
Slang.
I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chills.
Slang.
I got the keys.
Major.
I got the keys.
Niggas always asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own your own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Key to life, keep it bad coming. Every night another bad coming. I ain't been asleep since 96. I ain't seen the back of my eyelids. I've been speeding through life with no safety belt. 101 with the corner with no safety help. I put fun like Josh Norman. I ain't normal, nigga. Just a project, nigga. I'm Beverly Hills, California, nigga. That rave talk. That's fun, nigga. Special golf talk here. All my niggas from the mud, damn near. All my niggas millionaires. We gon' take it there, I swear. You gon' think a nigga psychic. You ain't seen nothing like this. I should probably copyright this. I promise they ain't gon' like this.
I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. We go to court, we gon' plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chumps. I got the keys. I got the keys. Radar, oh, bitches ain't even on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, oh, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, no, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Bro, your bitches ain't even on my radar.
Got a battery large like fucking charges. Pile out of courtroom like what charges? Big pimping on your court steps. Case y'all ain't noticed, I ain't lost yet. Y'all know it's one to one soon as you hit it.
Right.
Y'all know the difference, right? From rap facts and fiction, right? Sheet. Real life, I'm like Hov. Real life, I'm like Ghost. In real life, they like me. In real life, I'm like, no. My swag different. That bag different, huh? My wife Beyonce. I brag different, huh? My baby blue. What else? I dream in color.
What else?
That's too much flavor.
What else?
I don't rap to suckers. God bless you all. Only talk special talk. Only talk special clock. Said I only talk special. Ah!
I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. We go to court, we gon' plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chips. I got the keys. I got the keys. Radar, oh, bitches ain't even on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, oh, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, no, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Oh, your bitches ain't even on my radar.
I got the keys.
DJ Khaled, I Got the Keys, featuring Jay-Z and Future. On the phone right now, I've got Hellberg. How's it going?
What's up?
How are you doing? Are you all the way over in Sweden right now?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm in my studio right now in Stockholm.
How is the weather over there?
Today it's been pretty good, actually. September has been nice so far, yeah.
It's the sun is shining. This is what we like. So loving your track All The Way that you just dropped. It was premiered live at Tomorrowland, right?
Exactly. Thank you so much for the kind words.
No worries. Tell us a bit about the track. What was the process like of making this one?
I made it earlier this year, so it's been a bit since I made it, and then it finally got released. But yeah, I just wanted to make like a really uplifting, fun house track. you know, the bringing all the like melodic stuff and yeah, you know, just creating good vibes kind of, and having kind of envisioned the festival scene, and then it kind of, you know, actually got played. So
yeah, so tell us, how did that come about? Afrojack played it, right?
Right. So my manager has been in contact with his team over at like his label.
Yeah.
For like over a year or so. And then we finally sent a few tracks to him that they digged, and they picked up all the way. And then they wanted to premiere it at Tomorrowland, and you know, it was kind of really crazy.
That's
really
pretty
crazy.
Epic, to be honest.
Yeah.
How did that feel? Did you feel really excited about that?
For sure. Yeah, it was crazy. It was funny, though. Like, they, right when he was about to play it, the stream crashed. Like,
oh, no.
The whole Tomorrowland.com crashed. Like, no, like, you couldn't watch it. It was such an anticlimactic feeling. Like, the whole three-day festival was going fine. No interruptions of the stream. But right when he was supposed to play my track, it went down.
It's probably because all the energy was going out into that track being played live, and they just handle it. Could not handle it. So recently I saw you tweet a really interesting tweet about calling you a sellout. So your tweet was, this tweet is for the people who will be calling me a sellout in 2 years' time, because I'll be working with pop stars, which, by the way, has always been my goal. And I wanted to ask you, you know, do you feel like artists like you, producers and sort of in the electronic world, do get a lot of, well, the best way to put it is a lot of shit from people for working with pop stars?
For sure. Like, either just working with pop stars or making track star commercial in general, yeah. Or, you know, working with not even pop stars, but working with brands as well, like having a deal with Pepsi or whatever people do these days, you know, like there's definitely that elitist, I don't know, way of thinking in the dance community still.
Yeah.
Which is such a shame, but I just wanted to put that tweet out there because I know where I want to be in a few years. So something that I can retweet in, I guess, 24 months, and
yeah, yeah.
Hopefully I'll be right.
I like that vibe. You're being honest straight up. And also, pop is amazing. You know, in that realm is great. And also, you know, the dance industry is becoming a huge part of the commercial industry. You've got, you know, Calvin Harris's, David Guetta's, and all those guys working hard. So we can't wait to hear which pop stars. And on that note, who would be your ideal pop star to feature on a track with, or to have featuring on your track?
When it comes to pop, like, I love the like classic pop divas that are, you know, huge. Ariana Grande and all those types of pop stars. I can watch like their live performances when they just go to town on a track for hours. I love their vocal performances, and Ariana Grande is definitely on top of that list. Yeah.
Okay, well, Ariana, if you're listening, Hellberg is ready for you, so get in touch. We need this collaboration to happen. So what's up next to you? Obviously you've dropped all the way now. Is there more singles coming? Any live gigs or maybe an EP in the future?
Hopefully soon. We have so many tracks. Like, I'm working very hard in the studio every day to get new music rolling. We have a few things planned, a few remixes here and there, and hopefully some live performances as well soon. I think I'm going to be in Amsterdam in October for the ADE Amsterdam Dance Event.
Amazing.
So definitely look out for that announcement. That will be hopefully coming pretty soon.
And we can follow you, can't we, at Hellberg Music on social media, so everyone can keep up to date with what you're up to.
Exactly. Everywhere is Hellberg Music.
Wicked. Well, before you go, we play a little game on the show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I think you'll like this game. We get people to answer what their worst idea of a song to be trapped on a desert island with. So I want you to tell me what Hellberg's Desert Island Dick would be.
I have to look at it like glass half empty now.
Yeah.
I have to be the negative guy.
It doesn't have to be that you hate the song. It could be that you love the song so much that you couldn't bear to listen to it over and over again if you're stuck on your own on a desert island.
for some reason, my first thought is Umbrella by Rihanna.
Yeah, I can understand. It's a fucking huge banger, and it's an amazing track, but I can understand that might be hard.
I feel like that track became popular because it has some annoying elements to it, but it's still amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, Rihanna has got so many songs that are just huge, huge, catchy bangers. But that's a very good one. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Please, can you introduce your brand new single?
This is my brand new single, all the way out now on Wall Records.
Wicked. Nice to meet you, mate. See you soon.
Same to you.
Presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
How would you react if you were disturbed during Netflix and chill by a person?
Pull out
the deal.
Been interrupted quite a few times.
Have you? How do you react generally?
It's just all quite funny, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Cool. So how about if you're one of your parents?
That's happened as well. Yeah.
No way.
I just went absolutely skits.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Poolside convo about your summer last night.
Ooh, yeah, about your summer last night.
I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shine on the last night? Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin, where's the white? You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. Cause I made you your self-control. And you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place for me, for me. I sleep between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
Self-control. Before that, we had Hellberg on the phone, and that was his brand new single, All the Way.
We like Hellberg a lot.
He's lovely.
I know.
He actually was warming my cockles, which is not good because it's really hot today, but in many ways, mentally, it's very good.
It's a very baby face. He's very
He's cute.
Very cute.
He is cute.
Cute, yeah, we're fans. We're Hellberg fans.
Big fans, big fans. And that's a great track. That was premiered as well by Afrojack, which is massive.
Big for him.
It's such a shame about the live thing though. That's
I know. I've just messaged him though and said, come over when you're in the UK.
He sent a big heart, didn't he?
For sure he said, big heart.
So I just wanted to make a quick reminder before we get the incredible Joe Grind in the studio in a hot minute to send in your last requests, because we really need a banger today, because Nat and I are feeling very overexcited and we need something that's going to make us lose our shit. So tweet me at FUBAR Radio, tell us what you want. Hashtag last request. It's got to be a big banger. It's got to be something to raise our spirits, get us ready for Friday. So send us in. Also, Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
You all know how to play the game. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. What is your worst nightmare for being stuck on a desert island with? Okay.
Got it.
Tell me.
Nat
still has never told me what her desert island dick is.
I'm just narrowing it down. I've got a couple of thousand. So
is it Beck?
How dare you? No.
Definitely not Beck then. Okay, well, we're now going to play the brand new one from
That's lovely.
Brand new one from Zara Larsson. This is Ain't My Fault.
to be rude, but I look so damn good on ya. Ain't got time right now. Miss me with that, what's your name? Your sign, I'm not inside a tie. I just called an Uber and it's right outside. Oh my God, what is this? Want you all in my business, baby, I insist. Please don't blame me for whatever happens then. No, I can't be responsible if I get you in trouble now. So you're too irresistible, yeah, that's for sure.
Presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
It's good enough for you, it's good enough for me, it's good enough for two, it's what I want. Sick!
We're joined by Matthew Priest from Dodgy.
Fubar's great, got a good thing going on there, man.
Yeah, we have so much, and it's so good, like, you can just hang out and we can say cock shit balls and it's totally fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Do whatever you want. Do you want to have a shot?
What, cock shit balls?
Whatever you want. You can get wilder than that if you
want. Yeah. Well, I've been slipping in the F-bomb as we're going to London.
Yeah, man.
No one's been pulling me off.
Not yet.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I'm alive in a dollar sign, guaranteed I can blow your mind.
I'm alive in a dollar sign. Guaranteed I can blow your mind.
Tell me I'm too crazy. You can't tame me, can't tame me. Tell me I have changed, but I'm the same me. Oh, same me. If you don't like the way I talk, then why am I on your mind? If you don't like the way I rock, then finish your glass of wine. We fight and we argue, you'll still love me blind. If we don't fuck this whole thing up, guaranteed I can blow your mind. And tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign, guaranteed I can blow your mind. And tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign, guaranteed I can blow your mind.
That was Dua Lipa's brand new one. Joe Grind in the studio. What is up?
Everything and nothing. What's going on? You good? You good?
I'm very, very good. It's very much a pleasure to have you in the studio right now.
Thank you for having me.
You're having a very exciting time right now. You just released a brand new track, Money, featuring Katie James.
Yeah.
Of Splurge Boys fame.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a banger, to be honest with you.
Is it a bit of a banger? Yeah,
I mean, it's a bit of a sort of like huge banger.
Do you know what? You're trying to big up my head. When I came in, I heard you say the incredible Joe Grind. I'm thinking, right, am I incredible? Like, this is...
Did you not think so before you came here? Because that's a good accolade. If you came to Fubar not realising how incredible you are and you left it knowing.
I thought I was amazing but incredible. Like, this is like my birthday.
We don't take the piss here. Like, we say it straight. It's a wicked track. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
It's really vibey. I love the video.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit how it came about. How did the collaboration come about?
The collaboration itself, I was with the Splurge Boys in their studio. And they showed me one of their previous songs they'd done.
Yeah.
And I'd heard Katie's verse on it, and I was like, bro, this guy's sick. Like, this is mad.
I've heard they're a lot of fun, those boys.
That's why I went to them, because I was training myself to learn certain things about myself. So I said, I want you lot to teach me fun. How to be fun in the track, not so serious. So then, yeah, like, when I heard that track, I was like, this is amazing. Then a couple of days later, I went to my studio, and I started working on this song. I didn't have a clue what this song was going to sound like. But then I made the chorus and I said, I need someone singing it. And I said, I need someone who's fun singing it. So, and then right away, Katie came to my mind. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a lot of fun to work with him?
Yeah. Because Katie's always happy. He's always like laughy, happy. So yeah, it was proper sick.
And tell me a bit about the video. Was that your idea?
Yeah.
How did it come about?
It wasn't meant to be that video. That's the thing. It was meant to be... It was going to be something completely different.
Oh,
it was
going
to be a much more story-like about hacking into systems and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
But I know it's going to be some kind of Robin Hood story. So stealing from one of the government officials and giving it back to the poor. But I didn't want to mess it up and everything. So I thought, you know what, let me try and do something completely simple.
But effective.
That's it. But at the same time, I love fire. So I said, let me just burn the money. That was it. Yeah, it's crazy.
It must have been a lot of fun to film. I think every time I see videos like this, I think I wish I was like a musician or an artist like that, because I just want to make a music video.
Yeah. No, it was really good. It was really like, just burn money one day. Like, don't burn real money. Just
print some money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to say, and burn it. That was the best part. I was thinking. I might burn my suit, because you know I put all the gasoline all over. What if I burn my suit? Like, I'm gonna walk home naked. Like, it's like running. If you look through the video, you'll see one bit when I light the fire. I step back like, whoa.
You're panicking. Hold on, guys. I love also the first thing that comes to your head when you think about setting your suit on fire is walking home naked.
Yeah.
You're
it's
like,
crazy.
Oh my God, I'd have to, as if no one would help you. Everyone just be like, bye, babe.
The funniest thing.
Get home safe.
It was mad. I'm thinking, I swear to God, I was thinking, I'm going to walk home naked. But I'm standing right next to my car. So how am I going to walk home naked? But yeah, I don't know how that works. It was crazy.
I can imagine the fear. It must have been terrifying.
It was.
It's up on Grime Daily.
Yeah.
It's got a huge fucking amount of love, which is so exciting. Do you feel it's good for artists like yourself to be promoted through things like Grime Daily? And there's obviously a lot of really exciting... I mean, it was the Grime Daily Awards last night, right?
Yeah.
So they're a big brand and it's exciting to be endorsed by them. For you as an artist, do you feel like it's an important thing that artists need to have?
I feel that it's a balance. So artists need to promote themselves via their channels and via the bigger channels. Because with a song like Money, I wanted more people to see it. so I put it on their channel. But but usually I'd put a thing on my channel because I need to grow my fan base and grow an audience for myself rather than trying to take everyone else's. So yes, it is really good for us.
But you
want to
take everyone else's as well, right?
Yeah, and no, because sometimes you take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
So as much as you may take everyone else's, you may get a bunch of trolls that are now talking the worst about your stuff and they're not even actually giving it a chance. And they could actually change the person's perception of you. So if you build your own following rather than taking someone else's, then you get people who have more positive thoughts about you and actually want to be there because they want to see you, rather than people who are saying, oh, it's Joe Grant, yeah, everyone's talking about him right now, you know what, let me go on this page, subscribe, all right, then cool, every time it comes on I'm going to dislike it. Because when that video first went up, within the first 20 seconds of it being up, three people disliked it. And I was like, Rod, did you watch the whole video in 20 seconds? Like, I'm trying to say. So that's one thing you don't really want.
Those people are so boring.
It's crazy. But at the same time,
it saddens me deeply that kids, because I was a kid, and when I was younger, it was like chat rooms and weird shit like that.
Yeah.
And you never really delved deep into that stuff because it was a bit weird.
Yeah, of course.
And now it's like everyone's got a Facebook and a Twitter and an Instagram.
It's their life now.
But
it's
because it's behind a screen that they can say things that they don't mean.
Yeah.
Because nine times out of ten, when you see all the horrible stuff that people write, they then, oh my God, I've been retweeted.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's all they want.
Do you understand? I get a lot of people, oh, Joe Grant, you're this, you're that. And I'm like,
they're your fans, though.
Yeah,
you
I know.
They're your fans.
I reply back to them. Am I? No, I was just joking. I never thought you could reply to this sick cuz. Oh, my. And I'm like, all right, this is weird. But remember, I'm not from the internet world. You get what I'm trying to say?
So
I grew up with.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So, like, all this stuff is like,
we're from the MSN.
Exactly, do you understand? And before. And you get what I'm trying to say? So when people say stuff, it's like, imagine you walking up to someone in real life and saying, you're a proper bitch. And she says, you really reckon so? You're like, no, I'm joking. I just wanted to get your attention. Like, and you're like, what? Do you understand? It's crazy.
It's so crazy. But you have the perfect way of dealing with it. That's the greatest thing, is if you have the strength to go, I know exactly what your game is,
and I'm not
going to fuck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
You
that's
know,
it.
Like, I'm not going to try and be something that I don't need to be.
Do you know what it is? I can't take things personally if I don't know the person personally. You get what I'm trying to say? Literally that.
I've seen stuff for people on social media that I'm like, oh my God, if you took any of that shit seriously, you wouldn't be able to
live
day to day in the job you do. But on a lighter note, you're part of SN1, a huge, obviously incredible gigs is in it.
Yeah.
You're a massive part of it. Tell me what it's like to be part of SN1.
It's humbling and it's a lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because every single time where you may be getting like too big for your boots, then you got someone like Gunna D or Kai's or Giggs that they come along and make something greater, and you're like, whoa, you know what? I thought I was all the way up there, but I need to catch up to them now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Totally.
So it's a great thing. It's an amazing thing to be part of the team like that.
Do you learn from those guys? Do you sort of talk amongst each other about, you know, different things that you should do? Like, do you give each other advice? And
we talk to each other about lyrics and songs. Most of the time, when it comes to us releasing songs, we don't listen to each other because obviously you listen to your gut instinct.
Yeah.
But when it comes to writing a lyric, I'm glad that I've got a team around me that say, that line's rubbish. Like,
yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, where I've got a bunch of other people that'll be around me that think, right, you're doing so much good and everything, that they would say, yeah, it's a sick line. And I'm like, yeah, don't just tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what I need to hear. You know what I'm trying to say? So my team always keep me on the ground. And that's the best thing I always love about them.
And I think as well, because they're not your management and they're not your label, it's different because they're just letting you know on a friend level, this is how we feel about what you're doing, you know?
Exactly.
Must be like humbling in a way, because you don't have to worry that there's not an edge to it.
Like
they're looking out for the best
for
you.
But it's also a thing of, they feel to themselves, if I look bad, they look bad.
Yeah.
So they're always going to try and make me look good.
Yeah, they're never trying to fuck you over.
Do you understand? Exactly. That's what I love about it.
So obviously we've dropped this track. It's getting a lot of love from like getting loads of Radio 1 playing One Extra.
It is.
Banging.
It's crazy.
Not surprised. And we're going to be playing it in a minute.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to understand why. But is there any artists right now that you would recommend for our listeners and your fans that are listening to check out?
I'm listening a lot to Miss Banks, Young's Teflon.
Yes.
Yeah, like people like that and everything. Because you know what I love about them? They make the music that isn't trying to sound like everyone else's music.
Yeah.
They take risks. Like Money, it's on a trap beat, but it's not the way that a trap artist will spit on it.
No.
So I do what I do, and I don't care if it fits in or whatever. I do what comes from my heart, and that's the same thing that the artists I listen to. I don't want to listen to the song that sounded like the last song that came out because someone thought this is going to bang in the club. I want to listen to the people that show me a different side of life. I don't want to just hear trap, 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 this, that, and so on. So tell me about the time you didn't make money. Tell me about the time when you were suffering, when this, that, and so on so happened. You get what I'm trying to say? I need to hear perspectives rather than just one angle, the same one that everyone's talking about. And I'm listening to them right now.
That's, I think that's important as well. That, I mean, Skepta's done that on Konnichiwa, and a lot of artists are doing it right now where it's real talk.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know? That's where rap started though. It's if it's not about your emotion, then how can you believe in it? This is I love R&B, like the old school R&B. I'm a Mary J.
You've got touches of the R&B, definitely. You can see that running through, which is so nice. I'm a huge R&B fan as well.
That's what I'm saying. And if you can't believe the R&B song, then how is it supposed to touch you? You know what I'm trying to say? I used to listen to Brian McKnight and everything.
But
I used to listen to him when I was younger, and he was making a song about how she broke his heart, but it's going to be all right. I used to say, it's going to be all right, Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know. And I used to believe him, you know what I'm saying? Because this is coming from his heart. If people are making songs that are just for the clubs and everything, I can't believe you. You need to show me different angles. Show me something that I can believe this is actually your life. This is what you truly believe and this is what you truly want. Because music's not a hobby. It's not just something that you go out and do. It's something that you put your heart into, you put your everything into, and you take it wholeheartedly.
And it's a lifestyle.
Exactly. Do you understand?
What's coming up next for you after this single?
I have got the Money remix coming out.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have got that coming out.
Can you tell us who is remixing it? Or is it you? Are you doing it?
It's the same beat.
We've got some more features on there.
Yeah,
but can you tell us who they are, or is it secret?
Nah, I don't really want to spoil it for you.
Okay. Can you tell us when it's coming at least?
It'll be out. I don't want to say because I don't want to spoil anything and say, yeah, it should be out in this date, and all of a sudden I get a phone call. Joe, I thought you said it was coming. No, you know what's happening? It's getting mixed, but you said.
I will be tweeting you every day after today, being like, where is it? No, we're excited. We're looking forward to that. And then have you got some more singles?
I've got a lot of music.
Is there an EP or an album coming, or are we waiting a little bit more time? We're putting some more singles out first.
I am looking to do an album next year.
Yeah.
But I couldn't promise that the album's going to come out because you're
teasing us.
No, you know what it is? I don't want to say, yes, I'm making an album now, and then start making an album, if you understand what I'm saying.
You want it to naturally...
Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to say, I'm making an album, and then say, now I need a club track, and now I need a song for the ladies. Now, do you understand? I just want to make music.
I want a song for the ladies, though.
I have got a song coming out in the next couple of weeks, actually.
And, for the ladies?
But it's not my song. I feature on it.
Oh, well,
but
I'm excited for that.
But my wife, she loves this song.
Well, then this is a good vibe. Yeah, if your wife approves, then it must be...
Exactly.
Like,
it's
ready to go.
A singer called Olivia Louise.
Nice.
And yeah, it's a really, really good song.
Well, I can't wait to hear that. Yeah. It sounds wicked. Before you go, we play a little game on this show.
Yeah.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
I'm sure...
Just play that again.
Desert Island Dicks.
I love the reaction to saying dicks on the radio. Everyone is always reacting different ways. You've reacted in the most jolly way I've ever seen, which is nice.
Wait, Desert Island. It looks like it was proper on his eyes. Oh.
Desert Island. That is Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks giving me some Desert Island dicks. He's a very kind boy. He recorded it for me.
Was he giving you Desert Island dicks, yeah?
Oh, God, I just realized I said that. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. I'm so used to saying dicks now that it's lost all meaning. Okay, I'm just going to swiftly move on and ask Joe Grine what your Desert Island dick would be.
What do you mean, like something that would get on my nerves?
So it's a track that...
Go on.
I'm sticking you on a desert island, right? And I'm going to make you listen to one track for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And it has to be the worst track you have ever heard in your entire life, or it can be a track that you like, but you know if you were stuck on a desert island with that shit, you couldn't bear it.
If it was a track that,
and it has to be the first one, I can see it in your eyes.
I got two. Yeah, one, if it was the worst track ever, I'm not gonna lie, it's that Little Mix Black Magic or Black Potion
and they call
or whatever.
Black Magic.
Oh my god, that song drives me insane. Yeah? But if it was a song that I like and it would really annoy me saying in my head, it's money. It's money, because you know why? I love the song so much, but money, 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 yeah. Money, money, money. Imagine that just being it. And I'm like, oh my God, please.
And you've got no money on this desert island. So it would be like super ironic and horrendous if you had to listen to that.
Do you know how many people I've actually spoken to when they first heard the track and they was like, now all I can hear is money, money, money. And I'm like, yeah.
It's good. It means you're bringing money in.
Yeah,
like,
definitely,
You're mentally thinking about it. It's got to happen. Well, thank you so much, Joe Grime, for coming to have a chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. Apologise for the dick
situation. Press that one more time.
Desert Island.
I'm sorry, Harley. I hope you're not listening because I'm really embarrassed. Joe Grime, please can you introduce your brand new single?
Yeah, this is Joe Grime, SM1, and this is my new song, Money, featuring Crady James, Let Man Know.
Yeah.
Money, 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 money. You wanna know what's funny, funny, funny? What's that? I bet Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Googling the meaning of sore and erect nipples. I've, like, come off the pill because I haven't had a period in 7 years and I'm, like, waiting for my body to, like, bleed. But I haven't bled yet. It's been, like, weeks since I've come off the pill and I'm just like, where's my period at? Every slight change in my body, I'm just, like, hyper.
It's happening. Alive. It's happening.
Yesterday and also today, they were still, like, slightly sore and they were just so erect and I wasn't cold.
I hope when it happens that you scream downstairs, like,
Lauren! It's happening! Lauren! I will make sure I do.
It's like true friendship.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Fishing no biggie.
Hey, gotta hit it 2 times. Got a cuffin', it's a crime. Bust it open, now it's mine. Put my life up on the line.
Hey, swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming. I'm roller coaster through the women. They laid it back up on the linen. Yo, me and Richie about to get it.
Yeah, ain't even see it coming. I was broke, turned nothing to something. Maserati in my pocket, just stuck. Let me hit it, change my name to McLovin. Trappin' out a mansion. Made $1 million on my diamonds dancing. I was thinking about a check. Fuck your bitch, I got a whack. Rich forever, got a deal. Motherfuck, how you feel? Fucking a hoe out in Calabasas. Spitting the fire like a fucking drag. Why they wanna see me broke? Took your bitch, now she broke. I was trapping, selling dope. Double G on the coke. Doors go up on the test. Yeah, nigga, I flex like a wrestler. Pip kid a pussy, put it on a stretcher. I get geek like professors. Spinning that check and I'm winning. I got head in the Bentley. Riding around with a Simmons. I got cheese like the dentist. I'ma jump in it like this. I'ma go dive in the bitch. I'm finally rich. Want a model, take a pic.
I'ma jump in it like this. I don't party with the kids. I get lit and I sit at the crib. You my baby, no bib.
I'ma jump in it like this. All I want is the net. Dive up in it, she wet. Poker dreaming by the tip.
She be my girl for the city. She got a body like Nicki. She put a scratch on the wheel. Baby, I'm fishing no biggie.
Hey, gotta hit it 2 times. Got a cuffin', it's a crime. Bust it open, now it's mine. Put my life up on the line.
Hey, swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming. I'm roller coaster through the women. They laid it back up on the linen. Yo, me and Richie about to get it.
Yeah, ain't even see it coming. I was broke, turned nothing to something. Maserati in my pocket, just stuck. Let me hit it, change my name to McLovin. Let me hit it, let me hit it. I can't cuff her, let me flip it. I'ma pass the hoe to Jaden. I'ma fuck her if she take it. Walking around like a boss. I made me a meal, I'm a boss. This Chanel, no Lacoste. I'ma flex like for the cows. Hit from the back, then she suckin'. She call me daddy, I'm bustin'. Nothing but money, I'm cuffin'. Cook a pie on the oven. Me and Jada on the hill. Skateboard and shit for real. I'ma tell you what it is. They was hatin' on me still. I just might pull out of hell. Freak bitch, no underwear. Sit on my dick like a chair. I can make it anywhere. I was wreckin', they was sleepin'. Made a 100 for the week. I've been preachin' like the deacon. You better listen when I speak.
I'ma jump in it like this. I don't party with the kids. I get lit and I sit at the crib. You my baby, no bib.
I'ma jump in it like this. All I want is the net. Dive up in it, she wet. Poker dreaming by the check.
She be my girl for the city. She got a body like Nicki. She put a scratch on the wheel. Baby, I'm fishing no biggie.
Hey, gotta hit it 2 times. Got a cuffin', it's a crime. Bust it open, now it's mine. Put my life up on the line.
Hey, swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming, I'm swimming. I'm roller coaster through the women. They laid it back up on the linen. Yo, me and Richie about to get it.
Yeah, ain't even see it coming. I was broke, turned nothing to something. Maserati in my pocket, just stuck. Let me hit it, change my name to McLovin.
Rich the Kid, Jaden Smith, brand new one like this. I'm joined by LS1 in the studio. What's up?
Hey, hey, what's going on? I'm good. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm very, very well.
That's great to hear.
It's very exciting to have you in the studio. You've got a brand new track out.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about Pray featuring K Coke.
Yeah, well, basically, like, the kind of connection, or should we say hookup,
yeah,
came about through a mutual friend.
This is the best way for hookups, right?
Yeah.
It's all a bit sort of friendly and nice.
Yeah, most definitely. So we had just like a lot in common, really. And I've met him before, had a chat with him, etc. Found he was a nice guy. And then, yeah, just kind of kept in touch, really. And then, yeah, just made Prey.
You just hit it off.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about, like, how do you feel about collaborating? Because, you know, artists have different sort of impressions of collaborating.
Yeah.
It all tends to be really positive, but how do you feel about it? Do you enjoy it? Is it better than sort of solo stuff? Or is it, you know, it's obviously a different experience.
To be honest, that's a great question, because I feel that with collaborations, it kind of incorporates, or should I say engages, my fans or whoever's fans with the actual other artist fans as well together, mm-hmm. to kind of meet in the middle, should we say.
Definitely.
So I think it's a positive thing, most definitely.
And it must be a lot of fun as well, because, you know, it's quite, so doing stuff solos, obviously you've got producers and stuff in the background doing stuff with you, but it must be cool to work with other people. It's
Fun. Yeah, like I said, most definitely. It's just like good vibes. Just, yeah, man, I think collabs are really good ideas.
And it went on to Link Up TV, which is obviously an amazing platform.
That's correct.
For artists. It's had over 99,000 views already, which is pretty massive.
It's just under 100. It's so close now.
It's nuts. It's
so
nuts.
Close.
But it's well deserved. It's a great track.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me a bit about the video and tell me a bit about how you went about that one.
Well, basically, I've got my own video director who's a guy called Chaz Apetti.
Sick.
So he does a lot of videos for like Lethal B, Sneakbo, just like basically everyone in the scene.
Yeah.
So I hooked up with him like that, really. So yeah, like I said, he does all my work, and I just got him to kind of write the treatment, and he came out with great visuals. What can I say?
And you're really happy with it, right? It's
such a fun
video. Oh
yeah, most definitely. Like the crew with me now, they come as well. So. Yeah, just love. It was a great experience.
And I think making videos must be one of the funnest parts of making music, right?
It is. It's a long day, like, don't get me wrong. It's, you have to do a lot of things over and over again, but it's just part and parcel, really, of the industry.
Yeah. How did you sort of get into this industry? What made you want to be in music?
Just like from watching TV and just seeing like all these people, and just I thought I want to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, like the UK scene right now is so healthy.
It really is.
So yeah, like these days you don't even need a label. You can do everything on your own.
This is the exciting thing, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
Artists are able to sort of, you know, elaborate their own style.
Yeah, exactly.
Skepta self-released.
Exactly.
And when big artists like that do it, you kind of know that all artists can do it. If someone when it starts big, you know, like when I think Jay-Z started to self, well, he does everything through his own labels and stuff anyway, but big artists start to do dropping albums. Frank Ocean dropping album out of nowhere.
Didn't he do two?
He did a visual album and then he did the proper album.
Yeah,
but it must be cool for you, sort of looking into the future when you're going to drop your album and things like that you have got that control for yourself.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And like I said, social media nowadays is so vital to an artist.
Yeah.
So vital. And platforms like you guys, and also Link Up TV, Grime Daily, SBTV, they're also very vital as well to the scene.
Well, we love having you here. So it's our pleasure to push great music. That's why we do it.
I've got loads more hits.
Yeah, well, we can't wait
loads
to hear them.
Loads more.
Well, on that note, so tell me what is coming next.
Okay. Actually, saying that, I just shot a couple of weeks ago a brand new video with an artist called Nave Smalls.
Amazing.
So he's doing very, very well. So he's just like done a fire in the booth with Charlie Sloth.
Amazing.
And his videos are getting like a million views. So I thought I'd reach out to him. So yeah, just we made a massive, massive tune. So
when can we expect to see that?
Do you know what? I'm dropping it in a couple of weeks.
Sick.
So
we need to stay tuned, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do you guys a special.
Oh,
why not? Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah. That would be amazing. It's an interesting one. Obviously, you're starting out in the industry. You're, you know, releasing these great, great tracks. But there's other people.
Yep.
In the industry that are looking to come and do something like this for themselves, young people, maybe even kids still at school a lot of the time.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to those people that are wanting to do the same thing as you?
The best advice that I would say is just never kind of give up in your dream. If you believe in your ability, and if you've got the right team as well around you,
it's very important. It's
key. Because like I said, most definitely, I'd say that the right team around you is so, so important.
Without so that, you important. Kind of, it's just you, right? And it's hard.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I've got, like, my cameraman, he's, like, one of my good, good mates. You know what I'm saying? He's not, like, a random person, so I'm kind of looking to bring everyone in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, not just random people, just, like, the whole team.
I think it's that's a really big thing in the music industry right now as well, is you do hear a lot that the people that are running with people are the people from day one.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, a great example I would say is, look at an artist, well, Section Boys and Stormzy.
They've got
Calum. He does all their videos and that, so that's their boy. Like, he's kind of come through with them. So yeah, it's like,
and back in the day the music industry was not like that. It was like, you know, back in the day when it was like girl bands and boy bands, it would be like, okay, bye, like, you're cut from helping us, you're like, you know.
But musicians
are kind of taking back the music industry in a way.
Yeah, most definitely. So we all get rich together.
Yeah,
that's the best way.
Definitely. Is there any artists that you're really vibing right now that you'd like to tell the listeners about?
UK wise,
or just who you're listening to most?
To be honest, there's not one in particular artist that I'm really listening to. I just kind of look out for everyone, really, and just kind of keep my ears out.
Yeah, keep it. And also, as like an artist yourself, it's difficult to stay on the buzz of everything that's new because you're focusing so much on.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's very hard.
Yeah.
But like, I'd say that I'm feeling Tory Lanez at the
moment. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Canadian guy. Yeah, he's pretty cool. Like, I watched a recent interview with himself, and he's talking about his kind of Caribbean influences and stuff like that. Because I'm Caribbean as well, so yeah, I thought it was pretty wavy.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Well, everybody. Well, obviously, he's like big. Like, he's everyone's going to be checking him out. But we need to make sure we do that.
Yeah.
Tell me, you've done a lot of collaborations, and you've got one set for a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
Dream collaboration, who would that be?
Dream.
Tough one.
UK wise, I'd have to say someone relevant, like, really right now, I'd say someone like Skepta.
Yeah, that would be huge.
I'd say someone like Skepta or Stormzy.
Oh, Stormzy's got... Yeah. I love them both. Like, their energy on stage is nuts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'd say one of those two. US side, I would say... Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he'd be fun.
He's just my favourite.
He would be so fun, I think.
Yeah, do you know what? I've met him as well. He's a nice guy. Yeah, yeah. He's really cool. He's really small, so I can understand where he gets the name from. But
he's a bit naughty, I think. Is he a bit naughty? Yeah. He's a bit of a naughty boy. We like him a lot. So on the show, we play a game called Desert Island Dicks. And in this game, I stick you on a desert island.
Okay.
On your own.
Yep.
There's no one there.
Yep.
And all you've got to listen to is this one song. And you need to tell me what your idea of your worst possible song that you could be stuck with. Because I'm not a nice person. I'm sticking you on this desert island with the shittest song on earth.
It can be
a song that you maybe liked in the past and it's annoying you now.
Yeah.
Or it could just be a song that you straight up hate.
Okay.
LS1, what is your desert island dick?
I would say that... something like that, Mr. Blobby song or something like that.
Mr. Blobby? How did that go? What was it on? What was that show he was on? That Fun Family House.
Noel Edmonds House Party.
I knew you'd know that. Noel Edmonds House Party. I think that would probably drive me insane just hearing it like now once.
I could not take that.
I think that's a very, very good choice.
Yeah, Mr. Blobby.
Not good. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
Nah, it's fine.
Please, can you introduce your brand new single?
Yep, so this is my brand new single, LS1 featuring K Coke. Pray.
Big.
Yo, LS1. You know it's a certified hookup when Coke's in the building. You better pray for them, it ain't safe for them. You know where it is. Bam, 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 bam.
Jealousy kicks in, this guy's living a life of sin. With devil intentions so that he can try and win. He is this and saying this and that. Fact is, get your life on track. Started from scratch, now I built up a buzz. My contact list is small, it's getting that much harder to trust. This brave, super brave, thinking he's Hercules. The only place he'll end up though is in emergencies. Stop the talking, stop the snitching, stop the bitching. So he kept on ducking me, for him it's kinda luckily. The lowdown is this fool's a clown, what a loser.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm mad, I'm a beast, it's when you wanna see me the least. Stop acting, you're not bad enough. You're a fake, you call the Jake, you slimy little snake. Hoes over bros is not really my thing.
True story, true life.
Hoes over bros is not really my thing.
Cause real talk is hard to make. Ain't trying to play no games, so just let the people
If you don't think twice, somebody should have told these guys. It won't be fun, so don't go run.
Just get on your knees and pray.
It won't be fair, you won't see clear. How nobody never told these squares. Somebody better pray for him, it ain't safe for him. Pray for it, command and make him pay for it. Violate, annihilate, and we don't take sorry. We just take from him, send him eight from it. Then swerve off the curb like the Jake's coming. We don't chase honeys, and I don't rate money. I'm trying to find a place to take away this pain from me. But lately, shit's been crazy, so all my babies, man, will take ease and make ease mine, promise. And that's life, I got my mind on it. So I grind all night trying to find porridge. It's ride or die, I better find courage. Or end up with a red shirt like Sturridge. Her legs work, but my mind's running. Bitch, fuck your dead twerk, I'm trying to grind money. Fuck your sex, line your ex, where's his yard in country? I let you give me head if you line it for me. It's cool.
Cause real talk is hard to make.
Yeah.
Ain't trying to play no games.
Yeah.
So just let the people talk, talk.
Why?
You know when we come for you, there's nothing that you can do.
Yeah.
Or say,
trust me.
Just get on your knees and pray.
It won't be nice if you don't think twice. Somebody should have told these guys. It won't be fun, so don't go run.
Just get on your knees and pray.
It won't be fair, you won't see clear. How nobody never told these squares. Somebody better pray for them, it ain't safe for them.
FUBAR Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
I have with me Tom Davis.
Before every gig I used to do, I used to listen to Leona Lewis. If I get up any day and I feel I don't feel 100%,
if you get up,
sometimes I just lay there just listening to Power Ballads.
Yeah, right.
If I get the light that comes into your life, mate, will come through a Power Ballad.
I had no idea Leona Lewis had that power.
Yeah. Jesus, man, right. That voice. There's days that I genuinely sit at my desk and I think, God, what's she doing now? She gave me so much hope. So much.
And what, you're worried about?
No, I'm worried about what she's doing, because I'd like to return the favour.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Since you acting agitated, I just want to break from all the petty mental masturbation. God, set me straight. Please show me right. Let's bridge this gap. Let's please not fight. You for so numb. Drugs got you gone. Don't fuck my feelings. Yes, I'm really coming home. Off the topics, pull the cover off and blow. Love like Link, here, copy, moan to moan. Cast away in my thoughts. Daydreaming, scheming, getting top from a thought. Niggas try to roast me, but they saw that for sauce. Coming at me with applause. And you don't know it's real because you only fuck with frauds. I'm the truth, I'm a savage. Fuck the world and fuck the baggage. At the plaza when we lavish, the reminder when we average. The world don't get us, I relinquish my trust. I'm the same for you, baby. Hey, you got me fucked up.
Cause the blood don't love me like you. The drugs don't love me like you.
I know I'd be looking at me, I'm scrappy, but we happy. You possess a lovely fatty, I'ma take a vigilante. Assuming we soulmates, consuming them green grapes. Honeymoon and yeah, we cruising down to Cuba with the safe. 1 minute we so in, the next minute you so offended. Can't believe I just defended all the bullshit you was spinning. I hold you special, fuck is the issue? I don't see your best friend on the text agreeing with you. I don't see that side of you you always try to claim. Talking about you in the stand, talking out me like Elaine. And we don't make me feel like this. And Lane don't make me feel like this. And we don't make me feel like this. And Lane don't make me feel like. I'm out of balance with you, hate this battleground with you. I don't want the one around, just want to wear a crown with you. Fuck the thunder clouds, yeah, I'm loud and proud with you. We different, believe it, I need you to see it.
Bruh, don't love me like you. Cause the blood don't love me like you. The drugs don't love me like you. Cause the blood don't love me like you. The drugs don't love me like you. Cause the blood don't love me like you. The drugs don't love me like you. Cause the blood don't love me like you. The drugs don't love me like you. The blood don't love me like you. Don't treat me right, I'm so mystified. Why do I need love? Why do we need love? Who fucking needs love? I'm so mystified, like, don't treat me right. The drugs don't love me like you. Cause the blood don't love me like you. The drugs don't love me like you. The drugs don't love me like you. The club don't love me like light. Don't treat me right, I'm so mystified.
Mickey Blanco, The Plug Won't. And that is from his brand new album, which is absolutely incredible. It's very much brand new though, so you go and check it out now. We're going to do music reviews and news and reviews now, everybody. Mm. Welcome. We played a little bit before Rich the Kid and Jaden Smith, brand new track from Jaden Smith has just been released. He's featuring in, oh now I've forgotten what it's called. What's that new programme?
I know the one you mean as well. It's on Netflix,
oh
isn't it?
Oh my God.
It's called The Get Down.
The Get Down, that's which is it. Like my favourite thing in the world right now. And I just watched the last ever one.
I need to
well, in this
that.
Series. And it was amazing. But that's his brand new track that's popped out. Lady Gaga, Tomorrow, is releasing Perfect Illusion and everyone is losing their shit. Everyone's really excited. I've got a really weird feeling that she's going to go back to the roots of Lady Gaga, and I really hope so. Her first album, in my eyes, is incredible. Literally, I know it was pop, 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 but it was just like, just dance. I just love that shit, man.
Well, I think she might return. She went away for a bit.
I think that Perfect Illusion is going to be a pop banger.
Are you straight away first thing tomorrow immediately getting it?
Yeah. I'm sad that we couldn't play it today. I thought it was coming out today.
I think if she should know better than release it on a Thursday for your show. I don't know why she's made this mistake.
I think she's been quite bitchy there.
I know. It's really unfair of her. I don't like it.
But needless to say, we will still buy it.
Yeah, of course.
Because we love a bit of Lady Gag. And Rebecca Black has also released a new single called The Great Divide. Rebecca Black, you may not know, she's the person who made that horrible, horrible song, Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Now, go and watch the video for The Great Divide because, boy, oh boy, has she changed.
Is it quite good, this
one?
Well,
no, she just looks like a grown-up version of
it. Oh, right, she's changed, but has her taste in music
it's a lot better.
A talent change?
Yeah, it's a lot better. Okay. I feel bad for her purely because, right, when that whole thing happened, she was... you know, a very young girl with very rich parents, which is a big thing in America. Rich parents buy music videos for their kids. And it just so happened that that music video became an internet sensation for the wrong reasons. And a lot of people I saw, it's actually not a bad track. But I saw a lot of people on social media being like, Friday, Friday. And she just can't really get away from it. But she's trying her best.
It
and
is a Desert Island Dick, though.
Friday.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I think it's just called Friday.
Okay. That is probably the biggest Desert Island Dick. Even though I actually really like it because I actually want to listen to it on a Friday.
For how many
times? We got it on the system? I kind of want to hear it right now.
Yeah, I want to see if we do.
Anyway, go and check out The Great Divide, which is Rebecca Black's brand new song, or just go and listen to this song and watch the video because it's one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. Where she's driving in cars with her friends, even though she's far too young to even be in a car, let alone driving it.
Looking.
We're seeing, guys. This is anticipation.
Do you know what? I can't believe. We don't have.
Well,
it, which is
we
really
will play
surprising.
That next week
we
for you guys.
Friday.
Don't panic. In fact, I might just randomly slip it into the show next week and not even make a thing of it. Petite Mel is doing a special gig tonight. Everyone should head down in central London. I love Petite, and we might even have her on the show very soon. Love her music. She's released some banger tracks recently. But yeah, she's doing a little gig in London tonight. So, in fact, I'll just double check the location because I think it's at the Arts. I've literally not written it down because I'm a silly sausage. I'll come back to that.
Okay.
As I said earlier, Mickey Blanco's new album, Mickey, is out 16th of September. That track is from there, so you need to make sure you go. Oh, it's the ICA.
Okay. Nice venue.
The ICA. Petite Mello is playing at the ICA tonight. Go and see her. She's amazing. Yeah, Mickey Blanco, Mickey out 16th of September. I've been on holiday last week.
Right. Again, name drop.
Oh, holiday.
Second one, isn't it?
But shut up. The other one was for my birthday. Right, that was like 2 days I was away for.
Did you get on a plane?
Yes.
This is a holiday then.
Fuck you. And I've missed talking about Reading Festival.
Yeah, we had a lovely weekend there, didn't we?
We actually, us girls and Harley, had such a nice time. I feel so embarrassed.
I just like the way you say that, just Oscar and Harley. I mean, he was part of the girls, really.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's why I don't even feel like he was just part of the crew. Went down and we had such a ball and we talked to everybody. We talked to Palace, Tibet, DMA, Sigma, House, Skin Dread, Sleeping with Sirens, Five Finger Death Punch, Sunset Suns, Rome, White Room, The Wombats. It was nuts. And we've got an extra special Reading show, which is available on the website. And we're replaying it on... like during the week.
Yeah, we have two shows. One aired last week, one this week, one today.
We have so much bloody content.
We have
that's
a
why.
Lot of content that had to go onto two shows.
I had a really, really quite naughty interview with Sleeping with Sirens.
They were not.
I cupped one of their genitals.
You did. I mean, having listened to their music, and we went.
One of them told me he had a boner during the interview.
But we looked at them on stage before, and the crowd was mental. Just enormous for them and loved them. And their sound is pretty rock, let's say. But then they came at that stage, and they were just the cheekiest little boys ever. Just so funny.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
So we had a great time, and make sure you go and check the YouTube FUBAR Radio. Just search FUBAR Radio into YouTube and check out the interviews because they're honestly really fun. We had a lot of lols.
We did.
Harley and I had some mega lols. It was really fun doing the interviews.
He enjoyed himself.
We also had fun just generally, didn't we?
But we also saw some good. We saw Nas and we saw Anderson .Paak and A$AP Rocky.
And we saw a Secret Slaves gig.
Yes, we saw
the main Slaves gig. Yeah. And it was really, really amazing.
Yeah.
The next thing I'm going to talk about is the Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love, featuring The World, which has been re-released. The original track was released after 9/11, and it was sort of inspired by those events. And this one's been re-released to sort of highlight various situations in the world right now, including the refugee crisis, but also including shootings in America and including the shootings of the Dallas police officers, and also Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, and obviously the Aylan Kurdi Foundation, who's the boy who was pictured on the beach after he passed away. And I think it's a really important thing that everyone should go and check out the website and donate, because he's doing... I really like Will.i.am in a lot of ways, and he's done this purely... All the profits are going to his foundation, which is the I Am Angel Foundation, and he's just started doing a lot of good things. And I think we should all take note of this. Mm. You can donate on the website as well.
Okay, I'll do that.
And last night I went to the Evening Standard Progress 1000 Awards.
How was that?
A lot of fun. It was at the Science Museum, which was really fun. Mm. Being in there was like being a naughty school child who just sneaked in after hours and was drinking 6 or 7 glasses of champagne.
I don't think I've been there since I was a child, actually.
No, I haven't either, and it was weird to get drunk in there, I must say. Nigel Farage was there, and I called him a dick. But not directly to his face. I just sort of said dick.
You didn't say Desert Island dick to him?
No, I wish I had. Yeah. I also took a stealthy selfie with me and my friend Joe, and he was stood behind us because I wanted to get him in and then maybe paint silly things on his face.
Yeah, on his face, yeah.
Anyway, other than that, Prince Charles did a speech, which was good. Sadiq Khan did a good speech as well.
What were they chatting about?
Sadiq Khan had won the number one purse. He was the number one of the 1,000. And Prince Charles was the number one of the decade.
Oh, okay.
So it was good, to be honest.
That's nice time.
It was a very nice time. We enjoyed... I went on my own.
Oh, right, okay.
But I had lots of friends there, luckily.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Because I've got so many friends.
Not Farage.
No. He was... I actually went with friends. Nigel Farage.
You just didn't want to say anything, but you've been UKIP all along.
I think it's fucking weird. And what? I'm saying... I don't
UKIP?
Really want to...
I
think it's fucking weird that he goes to stuff like that, because everyone around him, 9 times out of 10, is thinking, what a dick.
Yeah, most people aren't fans of Farage.
He just went to America and supported the other biggest dick in the world, Donald Trump.
On stage.
Get out of my fucking life, please.
But people, I mean, do people want to talk? I don't think people want to talk to Farage. It's
people were talking to him.
Were they? Like normal people? Nice people?
Well, they obviously weren't nice people.
Because I feel like you'd be...
Either that or he was paying them.
Seen as
a bit
of a sort of social pariah, really. If you, no one will want to talk to you if you talk to Farage at a party, if you don't know Farage.
I just...
It's a bad look.
I was like, looking. It was a woman talking to her, and I was like, you disgrace to all the women around here. Actually, she features in the selfie, which I'm going to put up on social media at some point. I toyed with the idea of going and asking for a selfie and then saying something really like, you're a twat, in his ear. But I was like, I just don't... I don't want to... I don't like being horrible to people.
No, I know.
And also, I just think, however much he's a real dick, I don't like being hateful towards other people. And I find it really hard to actually be really, really horrible to people. I mean, not that I try on a regular basis, but that moment I really felt like doing it, as did every single person around me, luckily, because I wasn't surrounding myself with them. But other than that, it was a really, really great night.
Glad you had a nice time.
Let's go on to a better, more important note. Mm. We're going to play the brand new Black Eyed Peas track. I really like it. It's featuring basically everyone that's ever existed in the music industry and not in the music industry. So check out the video as well. Not yet, though. Not until we finish the show, obviously.
Of course.
The Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love, featuring The World.
People killing, people dying. Children hurting, I hear them crying. Can you practice what you preaching? Would you turn me other cheek again? Mama, 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 tell us what the hell is going on? Can't we all just get along? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. 'Cause people got me questioning.
Where's the love? Yeah, what's going on with the world, mama?
Where's the love?
Yeah, people living like they ain't got no mama.
Where's the love?
I think they're all distracted by the drama and attracted to the trauma, mama.
Where's the love?
I think they don't understand the concept or the meaning of karma.
Where's the love?
Overseas, yeah, they're trying to stop terrorism.
Where's the love?
Over here on the streets, the police shoot the people, put the bullets in them.
Where's the love?
But if you only got love for your own race,
where's the love?
Then you're gonna leave space for others to discriminate.
Where's the love?
And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Man, this is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how hate works and operates. Man, we gotta set it straight. Take control of your mind, just meditate. And let your soul just gravitate to the love so the whole world celebrate it.
People killing, people dying. Children hurting, I hear them crying.
Mama, 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 tell us what the hell is going on? Can't we all just get along?
Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. 'Cause people got me questioning. Where's the love?
It just ain't the same, always a change.
Where's the love?
Days are strange, is the world insane?
Where's the love?
Nation dropping bombs, killing our little ones.
Where's the love?
Ongoing suffering as the youth die young.
Where's the love when a child gets murdered or a cop gets knocked down? Black lives not now, everybody matter to me. All races, you don't like what I'm saying? Haterade, tall cases, everybody hates somebody. Guess we all racist. Black Eyed Peas do a song about love, and y'all hate this. All these protests with different color faces. We was all born with a heart, why we gotta chase it? And every time I look around,
every time I look up, every time I look down, no one's on the common ground.
Where's the love?
And if you never speak truth, then you never know what love sounds.
Where's the love?
And
And if you never know love, then you never know God.
Where's
the love, y'all?
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all?
I don't know.
Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information over shown by the media. Negative images, it's just make criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. What happened to the love and the values of humanity? What happened to the love and the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity.
Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love, featuring The World. Sophie Cottrell on the line now. How's it going?
Hello, I'm really good, thank you.
Good. You've got your brand new track with Only Jack Jones, Champagne Lips, which is coming out on the 23rd of September.
Yeah.
How did you guys get together then on this one?
We didn't actually get together. We were kind of put together, I suppose. Like through the kind of music industry.
Yeah.
I've never actually met him, actually. Which
really?
Sounds bad, but...
Happens a lot.
I know, yeah, kind of behind the scenes, and people who kind of arrange things for me happen to do it for me, so...
And what does this track mean to you, then? Because obviously, you know, you're putting the vocals on it, it's got to mean something inside, I guess, you know, when you sing it and stuff.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
Well, every song I wrote on my EP has kind of been a lot of, like, my own experience and, like, a story of my own. This one was kind of the least of my own experience. I just imagined, like, a scenario of two people who've been in a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Can't seem to, like, completely break off. And obviously by my music video, bumping into, like, a club environment doesn't really help, and kind of just know they're bad for each other but kind of still being drawn back. Somehow.
Yeah, definitely.
There is like slight influences from my own experience, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, and it's a really light, you can feel it in the track, you know?
Really, yeah, I'm glad that comes across.
Tell us, so you've got your debut EP coming soon, New Dawn.
Yeah.
What can we expect? Obviously, as you said, you've written it all yourself and it's sort of personal experiences most of the time. So what can we expect from this EP?
A lot of different styles. I wanted to kind of reflect diversity and different kind of genres, because myself listen to music, I listen to so many genres. I can listen to like Drake one minute, James Bay the next, so it's
yeah.
really hard to find an avenue to go down yourself when you're actually writing your own.
Totally.
So yeah, it will be kind of upbeat, some upbeat, some kind of slow, but I'm trying to incorporate like the same theme, which is quite hard, but yeah, a lot of my own experience, a lot of, it is kind of like a story, I suppose, and I just hope people can relate to it themselves, whether it's the same story as me or another experience they've gone through.
Definitely, and we've got Champagne Lips coming on the 23rd, but do we have a date yet for when the EP is coming?
No, we don't have an exact date yet.
So we're just going to have to keep an eye on your socials?
Yeah.
Perfect. And you're on at Sophie Wofie 6, is that right? So everyone can go and check it out and make sure they keep up to date with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So are you playing, I know you played a couple of festivals this year. Are you playing any more live shows?
I have got a few events coming up. Kind of, the summer is probably the busiest time of year for me, I'd say. So
yeah.
Festival season is kind of over now. But hopefully next year I'll get to play more and more festivals.
Yeah, you'll be able to showcase the EP next year.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So exciting. So what's the most exciting thing about performing live?
I think it's definitely seeing people's reactions. And if you're seeing people really get into it, and especially if when I perform my own tracks live, it is so nice to see the reaction of some people. Because sometimes you're just so not sure what people are going to think of it, and you're so conscious of people not liking it or it not being their style. Obviously, there's numerous amount of people in the audience, some old, some young. You're always wary about old people thinking, oh God, it's kind of like a clubby track, I'm not feeling it. But when you get a positive reaction and you see people getting into it live, that is the most exciting feeling, I think.
It must be so exciting, that
feeling. Yeah, definitely.
It must be. I mean, I can't say I've ever experienced it because I can't sing a single word. But I'm absolutely loving this track. Before we go, quickly, I want to play a quick game with you. We play a game on the show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and this is where I stick you on a desert island with the absolute worst track you can imagine in the world. Now, it can be a track that you just are bored of, or maybe you like it, but you know on a desert island it would be not very nice. So, what, Sophie Cottrell, what would your desert island dick be?
Explain that again. It has to be a song that I like.
No, it has to be a song that you absolutely hate.
Oh,
Or one that you would think you would find annoying on a desert island.
Oh, that's really hard.
Just think of the first one that comes to your head.
I think it would be the Bruno Mars song and...
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice.
You know it already.
Yeah, is it Uptown Funk or is it the
other
one?
Yeah, Uptown Funk.
Yeah, I like it. We all like it, but it'll be really annoying, I think, if you listen to it.
Yeah, it's been a bit overplayed.
Yeah. Very, very good. Okay, love. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Can you introduce your brand new single for me?
Yeah. My new single is Champagne Lips.
Lovely. Thank you so much, lovely. See you soon. Bye.
You're staring from across the room. You know I can't bear, 'cause I know what you do to me. I can't erase you from my memory. Your charm is so intriguing. Alcohol won't make me forget how you make me feel so obsessed. A confident woman stands before you. Yeah. This won't go far without a little respect. I'm not.
presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Welcome to the show, Pharaoh Mike.
Yes.
So what, do you have any tips on how you sober up then?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, I just like slap the shit out of myself. Really, like for real, I slapped myself a couple of times.
Oh, I should have done that, man.
I should have just slapped the
black
that.
Off me. Yeah, I should have slapped
and
the
then,
black
and
out
then,
of myself.
And then he comes knocks on my door. Wake up.
And slaps the shit out of you.
I don't answer.
No, no. You know what's happening next.
Keep the curtains closed.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Pussy shit, I don't want what I can get. I want someone with secrets and nobody knows. On the loose and running all over you. Please take me to places that nobody, nobody knows. You got me hooked up on the feeling. You got me hanging from the ceiling. Got me up so high I'm barely breathing. So
Gangsta. That is from the movie soundtrack of Suicide Squad, which is a really, like, for once I've actually got that whole soundtrack because everything on it is banging.
I think it's probably a bit better than the film, a lot of people have said, I've noticed.
Maybe.
You couldn't possibly say.
I couldn't possibly say. What an amazing show we've had today.
Well, we've had excellent people
huge
in.
Huge guests. Thank you so much to Sophie Cotterill just now. And then we've had Joe Grind, LS1. It's been huge. And Helberg at the beginning of the show as well, who was an absolute babe.
Yes.
Make sure you download. We're going to tweet the link to download this episode after the show. So make sure you get it and listen to it again and again and again because it's so great.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we are live with MIA, yeah, talking all about her brand new album, AIM. And I cannot wait.
All tracks from AIM tomorrow.
All of the tracks. We're going to be, it's an hour long special, and we're going to be chatting to MIA herself. She's coming into the studio and we are super excited to have her. We're going to be asking her loads of questions. We're going to be talking about every single track, and you're going to love it. So make sure you tune in from 10:30 tomorrow. Lock in at www.fubarradio.com, or if you're on your phone, use the app, download it, and you can listen to it on the go, which is very useful, I find.
It's very useful, yes.
We'll also be filming it and putting videos out on the Facebook, so go and check out at Fubar Radio now. You can check out the promo little video that we've done. That is on the Facebook right now, so go and check it out. Now I'm going to do some fun Desert Island Dicks.
I want you to, you're going to have to read them from here, because the bloody iPad's not working. Wi-Fi doesn't appear to be helping me out here. It's too excited about MIA coming in. I don't blame
you. Are these Desert Island Dicks?
Yes, a couple of dicks there.
Okay, give me a dick. This is a Desert Island Dick. This song reminded me how much I hate my humps by Black Eyed Peas. Please no.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, I'm sorry, but I fucking love that song. What? My humps, my humps, my humps, my humps. Check it out. I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, hey. I mean, how could not love that?
Quite a lot. Clearly.
But it's probably quite a good Desert Island dick, because imagine being on a desert island just talking about humps for the rest of your life. That'd be horrible.
Humps. I don't like that word, really. Humps.
When you say it, I don't like it.
Yeah, do you want to come?
You're making me uneasy now.
You now think it is a desert island dick.
Oh, Ruth, thanks for getting in touch. I hate Paparazzi, Lady Gaga. Dear. I could never be stuck on an island with it. Too repetitive. What's that say?
Great game.
Great game, by the way. Thanks, Ruth. But Ruth, the problem is that is a banger.
Yes, you're not happy.
But
with
it
Ruth.
Is annoying.
Yeah, okay.
No, is it annoying?
Well, I think all songs could potentially be annoying after five in a row.
It's true. Except for anything by Beyonce, because you can fuck off trying to tell me that it's a desert island dick.
I'm kind of not.
I don't give a shit. Beck is my desert island dick.
It's your problem.
Hate Beck because you just love
Beck. Don't hate Beck.
I just hate him because you love him so much.
Oh, well, that's great.
No, I don't. I like Beck.
I've booked him in for next week. What's
gonna
happen?
Beck. And should we finish off with a bit of last requesting, or is it too soon?
No, it's too. Well, you can read some of our suggestions out now. We haven't said which one we're picking.
Okay, so I know what we're going to do, and it's really, really good.
Okay.
But before we do that, we're going to play some Sia, right?
Yeah, we'll play a bit of Sia.
This is her brand new track featuring the one and only Kendrick Lamar. This is The Greatest.
Another scar may bless you.
Don't give up.
Nah.
Don't give up. I won't give up. Don't give up. No. faces. Can't see, see. And they knew me. Looks well my hair. My heart was something drumming. No need to take from me. Don't throw the paint on me. I see the slick forming. I got lost astray. And as far as running away, I step up. I'm on the edge now. And they see me. And I need me. I need to lose my grip. But you held up to me. And just shook me. And tell me that I'm okay. But I swear they smell the blood on me. I hear them coming for me. I swear they smell the blood on me. I hear them coming for me. For me, yeah.
I wake up and the sky's blood red.
Brand new. We're going to finish off the show today with our last requests. Now, we've got two that were in the running for the final. First up, we've got Good Charlotte. Anything from Good Charlotte from Joanna. Thank Good. You so much, Joanna, for emailing in, by the way. And we had Lisa, who's emailed in, really want to hear Lil Kim, The Jump Off. What do you reckon? Sorry, guys, but if anyone requests Lil Kim to finish off the show, then they win.
That's it. Immediately.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Well, okay, let me put it to you. If you had Lil Kim or Beyonce request, you're going to go with Lil Kim, are you?
Don't ask me that.
I'm just saying. You've just said anyone for Lil Kim, you'll play it. So you're betraying your queen, Beyonce.
Right, okay. Well, maybe there's some exceptions. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Come and join us tomorrow at 10:30 for our live exclusive interview with MIA. Love you. Bye.
Goons in the club, case something jump off. You back up for the high, but the pump off. In the graveyard is where you get dumped off. All we wanna do is party. And buy everybody at the bar Bacardi. Black bar.
I'll be dressed in Bugatti. I'm trying to leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for the people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace, or out come the beast. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black panther movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back, and I'm sitting on chrome 7 times.
Set us for my beats. With the Bentleys, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalade 23 inch rims. Jumping out the Jaguar with the tins.
Hey, yo, keep your bread up and live good.
East Coast, West Coast, or worldwide. All my players in the hood stay fly. And if you're ballin', let me hear you say bye.
It's Lil Kim and Timberland, nigga, shit your jaws. Special delivery to you and yours. I rep the bitches, he rep the boys. If you rep your hood, just make some noise. I got my eye on a guy in a orange coat. Don't need no queen bee, got the ill deep throat. Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can disappear in my mouth. Shake up the dice, throw down your ice. Bet it all, play your fucking dice. Money ain't a thing, throw it out like rice. Been around the world, cop the same thing twice. Rub on my tits, squeeze on my ass. Give me some, step on the gas. Pop the cork and roll up the hash. You know what we about, sex, drugs, and cash.
This is for my beats, with the Bentleys, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalade 23-inch rims. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Timbs.
And keep your bread up and live good.
East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. All my players in the hood stay fly. And if you ballin', let me hear you say bye.
Into the world of the Playboy pinup girl, butt naked, dressed in none but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you know I'm freaky, and you wanna eat me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Chicks by the layers, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how this thing go. Now everybody come get with the lingo. Shake your body, body, move your body, body. On the dance floor, don't hurt nobody, body. I'm the one to put the range in the Rover. When I'm stepping out the range,
yo,
it's over. Coming through in the Brooklyn mid gear. We gon' do this just like, hey, yo, Big Pop was here.
This is for my beats. With the Bentleys, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalade 23-inch rims. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Timbs.
And keep your bread up and live good.
East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. All my players in the hood stay fly. And if you're ballin', let me hear you say bye.
Your bread up, yeah, and worldwide, stay fly, nigga, yeah, man, rah, 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 Queen B, LB, 2003, why not, we make it high, come through, blow the spot, come on, yeah, hey, yo, she back at it, why wouldn't she be, come on, yeah. G, Freaky Fly, yeah, 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 else, light 'em.